Patient name, Jeannie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E, last name Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. Date of birth, 8-23 of 47. Date of service, 11-30 of 22. This is a 75-year-old female patient. Her daughter brings her in today. Everyone at the house had tested positive for COVID. The daughter tested positive for COVID here earlier. She is here bringing her mother in for further evaluation. Of special note, the daughter tells me that there has been no significant decline over the last week. She is behaving pretty much like she did 6, 7, 8 days ago without any issues. Her mother does suffer from Alzheimer's disease. She is able to communicate, but not as sufficient as it once was a year ago, period, new paragraph. Her daughter is taking very good care of her, period, new paragraph. Her daughter also has a pulse ox equipment at the house and has been monitoring her oxygenation and heart rate and blood pressure, and all of that has been normal for her and consistent over the past several weeks, period, new paragraph. There is a slight cough, but nothing ominous. She appears to be breathing well, not struggling. Once again, no real physical change over the last several weeks as compared to today. They were here today because they did a COVID test at home and it was positive and they wanted to be evaluated here. Period, new paragraph, no other issues brought forth. Blood pressure is normal at 118 over 70, pulse 83, respirations 18. Temperature is afebrile is at 98.2. Oxygenation is 94%, which is her usual at home. Period, new paragraph, allergies to Levaquin, Norco, and hydrocodone. Current medications, multiple, all reviewed in the chart. Medical history, anxiety. She did have breast cancer in prior years. She does have Alzheimer's disease. Period, new paragraph, surgical history to the left breast and right knee. Period, new paragraph, social history. She lives with her daughter and grandchildren, doing well in that home. Period, new paragraph, labs today include a flu test and a COVID test. The flu test was negative. The COVID test was positive, which is in keeping with what they found when they did a home COVID test this morning. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake. She is cognitively aware of things. She does not communicate with me. Once again, the daughter tells me this is her normal for now. She does make eye contact. She did smile when I came into the room. The period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Canals are grossly clear. Neck is soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs of special importance seem completely clear today. I have checked upper and lower lobes bilaterally, auscultating them, and I hear good airflow. I don't hear any adventitious sounds. Period, new paragraph. She is sitting in a wheelchair. It's difficult to try to get her up. So that was the extent of the exam today. We did not do any abdominal check. Period, new paragraph. Daughter tells me that she is able to verbalize when she has to have a bowel movement, and she has some occasional urinary incontinence, which is her normal for the past several months. Period, new paragraph. Once again, no fevers at the house. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. COVID-19 infection. Patients will receive a Z-Pack and a Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph. Patient did receive a dexamethasone injection today as well as a gram of Rocephin to thwart off any impending infection. Period, new paragraph. I've taken some time to review this with the daughter and told her to monitor for any changes in mental status in her mom, and especially watch for the oxygenation levels, and if there's any change, that she can go to the nearest emergency room for further evaluation. The daughter understands plan of care. I reviewed that with her today.